October 6, 1926. New martyrdom. One who does not do the will of God cuts off the divine life within himself. Deprivation of the writings. Jesus consoles Louisa, showing her how everything is written in the depth of her soul. I was all immersed in the living pain of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and I said to myself, "My Jesus, how can you not have compassion for this little daughter of yours who, in feeling deprived of you, feels life being torn away? It is not just one pain that I feel, which would be more tolerable, but it is life itself that I feel missing. I am little, I am weak. And if for nothing else, at least for my excessive littleness, you should have had compassion for this poor little one, who is almost in continuous act of feeling life missing, and of taking it back only to feel like dying again. My Jesus, my love, what kind of new martyrdom is this, never felt before? To die times upon times, and then die again, feeling life missing, without the sweet hope of taking flight toward my celestial fatherland. Now, while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior, and with a tender tone told me, little daughter of my will, courage. You are right in saying that it is life that you feel missing, because being deprived of me, you feel the life of your Jesus missing, ending within you. And with reason, tiny little one as you are, you feel the hard martyrdom of the life ending in you. But you must know that my will is life, and every time the creatures do not do it, and reject it, it is a divine life that they reject and destroy within them. And do you think that the pain, the continuous martyrdom of my will is something trivial, in feeling so many acts of life which it wants to make arise in the creatures with so much goodness, being cut off as though by a deadly sword? In place of this divine life which was cut off within them, they make arise the life of passions, of sin, of darkness, of weaknesses. Not doing my will is divine life that creatures lose. Therefore, since it reigns in you, by depriving you of me, it makes you feel the pain of the many divine lives cut off by the creatures, to be repaired and compensated in you for the many acts of life which they make it lose. Don't you know that in order to form the kingdom of the divine fiat, it must find in you as many of its acts for as many as it lost? This is the reason for the alternation of my presence and my absence, to give you the occasion to form many acts of submission to my will. To make these acts of divine life which others have rejected, enter into you. And then, don't you remember that when I manifested to you your mission regarding the eternal fiat, I asked of you the sacrifice of suffering as many deaths for as many creatures as would come to daylight, for as many as would reject the life of my will? Ah, my daughter, not doing my will is divine life that creatures reject. It is not like not practicing the virtues, where they reject the gems, the precious stones, the ornaments, the garments, which one can eventually do without. Rejecting my will, instead, is to reject the means to live, to destroy the fount of life. It is the greatest evil that can exist. Therefore, one who does such a great evil does not deserve to live. On the contrary, he deserves to die to all goods. Don't you want, then, to compensate my will for all these lives which they have cut off from it? In order to do this, it is not suitable for you to suffer one pain, but a lack of divine life, which is my privation. In order to form its kingdom in you, my will wants to find in you all the satisfactions which the creatures have not given to it, all of its lives which it was to make arise in them. Otherwise it would be a kingdom without foundation, without giving my will the rights of justice, and without the due reparations. However, know that your Jesus will not leave you for too long, because I too know that you cannot live under the press of such a hard martyrdom. In addition to this, I felt afflicted because when the Reverend Father came, who must occupy himself with the printing of the writings about the most holy will of God, he wanted me to give him all the writings, leaving me not even those whose copies he already had. The thought that the most intimate things between me and Jesus were out, and of being unable even to go over again what Jesus had told me about his holy will, tormented me. And Jesus, coming back, told me, "My daughter, why do you afflict yourself so much? You must know that everything I made you write on paper, I myself wrote first in the depth of your soul. And then I made you put it on paper. Even more, there are more things written in you than on paper. Therefore, when you feel the need to go over again what regards the truths about the Supreme Fiat, take a look at your interior and soon will you see again whatever you want. To be sure of what I am telling you, look right now into your soul, and you will see, in order, everything I have manifested to you." While he was saying this, I looked into my interior, and in just one glance I could see everything. I could also see that which Jesus had told me and I have neglected to write. So I thanked my beloved good and I resigned myself, offering my heart sacrifice, all to him, and asking, in exchange, to give me the grace that his will be known, loved and glorified.